When something happens, it's not accident. Long ago, before humans began to gain knowledge, when people dive deep into the sea or deep into somewhere and they surface up, they used to die of this funny ailment, and they think that some of these people are attacked or possessed by devils, and we dive too deep into the rivers or to the ocean. Today we know it's just a simple scientific fact of the pressure. And because when you dive deep, your body adapts to the high pressure. And if you surface too fast, your body adapts to the pressure and your blood bubbles. And so the bubbles in your blood cause you paralysis and dies. It's called the diver's bends. It can kill you. Which is why you notice when you see people coming out of submarine, they have to go into what I call a pressure chamber. And they have to slowly reduce the pressure in the air to the same pressure as the surface pressure, so that their blood gets accustomed to the lower pressure. It was not some devil, not some demon. It was a natural phenomena of oxygen, nitrogen gas in their blood. They kill these people. But because of a lack of knowledge, people interpret, oh, it's some curse or some devil don't want you to go too far. So the same way, there are no accidents. If we believe that everything is run by God in the spiritual, there are no accidents. So if you accept the first statement as true, that there are no accidents, everything has a cause and an effect. Some people say, you know, that, everything goes where the ball bounces, right? You throw the ball down. Let's say, this is not out of respect, but just illustration. Maybe I should not use my Bible in case it offends some people, right? So, let's say this is a ball, and I throw the ball, and the paper bounces a bit, but if it's a rubber ball, it will bounce. And say, oh, the ball just bounces where it wills. Seems to be so. But if that is true, there'll be no more baseball, no more any games or human beings with a ball involved. You know why? How would you like to play football? And as you play the football doesn't obey the laws of physics. It does what it likes. So you can kick it forward and it will go backwards. It does what it likes. Can you imagine? There's no game possible. Right? And you hit the tennis ball, you hit it forward, but it decides to go the other side. And somebody asked me, hey, in tennis, in heaven, what kind of games will we play? I don't know. None of our early games are sufficient up there. Some of you love tennis and you ask the question, in heaven, is that tennis? I will answer you one question too. Is it, if the guy in heaven, everyone is perfect. Your hit is perfect. Let's say you could get hold of a tennis racket in heaven. I don't know. I'm sure it won't be made in China, right? But you get hold of a tennis racket in heaven, and you could manage to get a tennis ball in heaven, and you manage to get a tennis court in heaven, and you manage to get, you know, someone who is interested in tennis as much as you in heaven. Yes, he got it. It's fast. And you hit the ball, and every time you hit, it's perfect. And the other person, every time you hit, it's perfect. Guess what? For 1,000 years, you're still in the first game. It's going to be boring, isn't it? For 1,000 years, and you're still on the first game. It's only possible when one guy makes a mistake, then you score a point. So, in heaven, there are games, but I don't know what type of games there will be. I'm sure there will be some interesting ones that are in a perfect state. But on this earth, every ball that bounces, when you throw a ball and it bounces, the ball bounces based on scientific facts. The angle in which it is thrown, the ground on which it hits, whether it's a soft ground or hard ground, the material of the ball, how bouncy it is. So there are a lot of scientific factors, and the temperature of the room. All these are scientific factors that affect the way that the ball bounces. So fact number one, if the Bible says everything in the natural is caused by something in the spiritual, then we must accept the fact that there are no accidents. The only problem with accepting that is this. We got to wrestle with the second point. If there are no accidents, why are there accidents? Good question for additional tips, right? Second question, if there are no accidents, why are there accidents? As you can see, Satan sometimes is behind it. If it's God doing everything perfectly, I can guarantee you, there will be no accidents. There will be no accidents in heaven. I haven't, you know, if you go to heaven and we all had chariot rides, there will be no accidents. Elijah won't be riding his fiery chariot on one end, and you, because you love Elijah, you got a fiery chariot in heaven next to your mansion too. You hop under your fiery chariot and as you're riding, you bang into each other, and guess what? The hospital angels came. No, there's no such thing in heaven. Everything is perfect. And if God is 100% in control of this planet, there will be no accidents. If that is true, then what's behind all these things that are happening? Well, the Bible does show that when evil is in a place for some time, that Satan begins to exercise his right to mess things up. The devil and humans are involved. And let's look at some example here. In the book of Genesis, right from the beginning, there is a law of God that says here, when the first blood was shed on the earth, it says in Genesis chapter 4, verse 12, when you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength. So the earth's ability to be fruitful has been affected because of innocent blood shed on the earth. And you have situations like in 2 Samuel 21, 2 Samuel 21, where it looks like an accidental phenomena. 2 Samuel 21, verse 1. This is in King David's time. It says, now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years. Year after year. I don't know how long this drought that we have been having is on, but David had drought for 3 years. For 3 years. Finally, he inquired of the Lord. Now, why did he wait 3 years until he inquired of the Lord? We know it must have taken 3 years, because after he inquired, he did it, and then the drought stopped. Because many times when we live on this earth, we accept accidents as a part of our life. Part of our imperfection and phenomena. And David realized this is beyond natural. Now, how do you differentiate between natural and unusual? See, natural is where we realize that there are natural flaws of human beings. Do you realize that there's no wall that is 100% 90 degree? And even in every engineering construction, they give you a margin of error. No human being there claim that what they build is 100%. They always allow a margin of error, although they are minimum. And the more complex something, the margin of error must be smaller. There's always a margin of error that is given. Very tiny percentages. And you go to some homes that are not very skillfully built, find the walls are not 90 degrees. It could be 91 degrees or 89 degrees. Some worse ones, like a tower, Leaning Tower of Pisa, 45 degrees. Then you better pray for help. So, there's a margin of error that is inside what I call our imperfections, that continually give causes of accidents, right, in a normal, natural realm. But there are those that are beyond the natural, in what I call the unusual, where either there must be a very specific demonic work, or specific evil, or specific plotting that is involved of men or demons. And so David, after 3 years, realized this is not natural. Something unusual. And he sought God. And then the Lord said in verse 1, it is because of Saul and his bloodthirsty house, because he killed the Gibeonites. Say, hey, wait a minute. How does the killing of this innocent blood cause the drought? How does the two relate? Scientifically, we cannot see a link. But biblically, there is a link. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Bible tells us that when a nation rejects God, the curse comes upon them. When a nation exalts God, the blessing comes on the nation. Now, if you study the curses, some of the curses have no direct scientific link. Because there's no way you could tie atom upon atom right to its causes. But it's done in the spiritual. See? Humans break the spiritual covenant with God. So the spiritual begins to be chaotic. And remember the first law, everything spiritual effects in the natural. So the chaotic things in the spiritual begin to have an effect on the natural again. So that is the link. And the reason science cannot find the link is because science doesn't believe in the spiritual realm. But when you realize there is a spiritual realm that is having an effect, then this is true. And there are other effects too that can be frightening when you read about them in Deuteronomy 28. Effects like different people, whether they have dominion or don't have dominion, and what happens in their family lives as a nation, and all those effects under the curse in Deuteronomy 28. But what we bear in mind to conclude is this, that if law 1 is correct, that everything natural is caused spiritually, then law number 2, which tells us there are no accidents, law 1 brings to the conclusion there cannot be any accidents. Everything has a cause and an effect. Proverbs 22 tells us, the curse causeless shall not come. Everything around us that is bad and evil is a curse. Correct. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs 22 that the curse causeless cannot come. There is always a cause and an effect. Now sometimes it is not understood, sometimes it is understood. And it tells us here that God is somehow doing those work behind and continue to allow His laws to bring upon it that which should have its natural effect. Now, the curse causes shall not come basically means that everything has a cause and effect. If everything has a cause and effect, then we do to the sub points. We do not understand all cause and effect. We may not understand how an air conditioner works, but you still can taste of its fruit. You may not understand how a car operates, but you can taste of its benefit on transporting you from one place to another. You may not understand how a computer works, but you can have the blessings of using it. So, we don't understand everything. And my job is repairing and doing things to do with computers. And I can tell you, there are no accidents in computers. Everything has a cause and effect. Either a software effect or a hardware effect. And although people like to say, I don't know why it works and sometimes doesn't work. There's no such thing. There is always a cause and effect, and you just need to isolate it. Sometimes in the realm that many people doesn't look into. Clashing of two programs. Programming software bug. There is always a cause. There is no accidents. All computer viruses are man-made. They were not accidental freaks of nature. They just suddenly turned on us, a machine against man. They were created by man. Created. So we have, that if that is true, another sub-point, if then we don't understand all the cause and effect. But we do perceive the direction in which we are pointing to.